Has there ever been two players that haven't lived up to their potential more than Vince and Mickey? And isn't it ironic that they're both on the same season and they're both going after each other without openly admitting that they're both going after each other? Vince, who technically should be the most strategically dominant person on this season, and Mickey, who should be one of the most socially dominant players on this season, always live on the edge every single chance they get. We will break it all down today in our Sunday episode recap, and at the end, we'll give a little bit of a programming note here on the YouTube channel. To kick things off, this wasn't any ordinary Sunday episode. It was a supersized Sunday episode, starting things off with Big Brother Unlocked before the episode even started. I'm kind of a fan of this. I kind of forgot that they were going to be doing this when I first loaded up the episode, and this was also my first viewing experience with Big Brother Unlocked. And you know, I have to say, I didn't mind it. I thought it was okay. It kind of reminded me of like a sports center for Big Brother in a way. The only thing that I kind of wished was that they were more kind of authentically themselves. It feels overly produced. It feels like they are hosting a morning TV show. And you know, I understand that there's a difference between YouTube and network television, but I do wish that they were more those versions of themselves that we have either seen on different YouTube shows or inside the Big Brother house. But overall, I kind of like the concept of Big Brother Unlocked, and I like the idea of it being on the Sunday episodes as opposed to it being kind of his own entity. I thought it was a pretty solid lead into the episode. I think this is how it should be on the Sunday episodes. I think that is the winning format for me personally. Let me know what you guys think about what they should do with Big Brother Unlocked, but personally, I enjoyed this. My two favorite parts of this Big Brother Unlocked segment were the segment that they showed them all getting up, and I was actually wondering that not that long ago, and I was wondering if Big Brother wakes everybody up all at the same time, or how that all works, or if they have to go to bed at the same time. And literally they showed the segment, you know, that they do wake them up at the same time, and they get to listen to music too, which is pretty cool, pretty fun. Had no idea about that, and that was kind of cool to learn about. And I also enjoyed the part where Taylor and Derek threw it to their intern. I had anticipated that the intern was going to be some, you know, 18, 20 year old kid that's, you know, trying to make it in TV production, but it was like some 40 year old man. And I'm like, why? How is this 40 year old man still an intern? Is that just like the shape of showbiz these days? Is everybody an intern even when you're 40 years old? That is very sad. That sucks. After Big Brother Unlocked came onto the screen, we got to the episode. And I think we got to start things off talking about Vince. Vince, after he does this vote to vote Riley out, he felt like he fucked up and he was really emotional. He did not feel like this alliance was a real alliance, and he felt like he betrayed the people that he was working with this whole time. I don't think he sees it now, but the fact that he voted Riley out was a good move on his part, even though he does screw over the likes of like Kelly and Lauren. I think Kelly's burnt for sure. We learn that he burns Kelly later on in this episode as he talks to her about potentially putting her up, and she said, no, I don't want to do that. Kelly has really grown in this game. Just kidding. She's not volunteering to be on the block for Vince. She's not saying that she wants to be on the block for him. But it doesn't matter, because Vince is still going to put Kelly on the block. I think this is sort of damning for Vince, putting Kelly on the block here, because he has burned her so many times. And I think this was a real opportunity for him to potentially mend that relationship. He should have put up Catherine instead. You know, let's go over his nominations here. He nominates Ava, Kelly, and Mickey. And Mickey obviously being the house target. I think Vince didn't put enough thought or enough work behind those other two nominations, because if he was smart, or if he did have a good read on the house here, I do think Vince should have put up Mickey, and he should have also put up Catherine as well. And the reason he should have put up Catherine is because I think the wall competition was all the proof that you needed. She didn't want to make a deal with you, and that she was going to throw you up on the block. You're not saving that relationship. That relationship is broken. I do think Kelly is somebody who, after you've done her wrong so many times, that is somebody that you can at least form a better relationship with. Catherine is somebody I think is dead in the water completely. Kelly, I do think, was at least salvageable up until this point. Catherine is not. Catherine's going to be targeting you after this regardless. And putting up Ava is a good move and it's fine for you because I don't think Ava is mad even in the slightest bit. So that is a fine nomination for you. So it should have probably been Catherine, Ava, and Mickey. You know, you would have been able to keep Kelly off the block. He would have been able to go up to her and say, hey, look, I know that I've done you wrong here. I'm not going to do you wrong again. That saves you with Kelly. And I just think that would have been the better thing for Vince's game because Catherine is going to directly come after you. Now, I think when you put up Kelly, I think Kelly right now is completely burnt. And I think she has every right to either put you up like a pawn, like you have done to her all season. She gets in any form of power, or she might even target you. This week needs to go a certain way in order for him to have a successful week. Vince is one of the most frustrating players of all time because there is ways that this could be simple and there are ways that, you know, you can read the house and you could read the situations to where you could put yourself in a promising position. Every time he's in any sort of power, or even any time he's like some sort of swing vote, he lives on the edge and he makes it as difficult as possible. Mickey or Rachel really need to go this week in order for him to have a successful head of household. I think if neither one of them go, I don't think his position even remains the same. I think his position gets a little bit worse. You know, we'll talk a little bit here about Mickey, who after Riley gets voted out, she is crying up a storm. And we've talked about it with Vince, where Mickey is somebody who socially should be dominating this game, but you just had your best friend on the block and you're over here crying to people like Ashley and Will, who know that not only were you threatened by Riley not too long ago and stole his head of household, and know that you're number one, who you at least in the past have and will pick over the likes of Will and Ashley, were on the block, so you're never going to vote her out. And she said that she got rid of someone who had never put her up, and I think that is the most crazy thing to ever say, because it is almost guaranteed that Riley would have put you up. Did you forget that you took his head of household away not that long ago? He would have definitely put you up. Mickey, the longer that she sticks around, the more and more she gains house pariah status. On the opposite hand, two people had a pretty good showing and are two people that I think are having a good week so far, but they needed somebody else in power, either themselves or like a Lauren in power, because Vince, man, Vince is just so stuck in the middle that they will not be able to get the outcome that they need. Another thing, one of these people is pretty much actively targeting Vince. Catherine, I said in my player rankings, as of right now, I don't think she has a whole lot of win equity. I don't think she is in the best spot possible. But I thought that she took a lot of initiative by going out and telling Keanu about how if Rachel gets to the end, she's going to vote for her because she's running circles around everybody. This is the kind of stuff that I wanted to see from Catherine after Riley left. And it does seem like she is more of an active player now. I do think that Catherine is going to kind of take a step in that direction to be a competitive threat and somebody to watch out for. And unfortunately for Vince, Catherine is somebody who you should put on the block and thought about, because even though right now she's talking about Rachel and Rachel could still be her ultimate target, but I do think Vince is somebody that she would put on the block next to Rachel. Rachel has a lot of allies in that house, and if it comes down to Rachel and Vince, Vince could go home. Catherine starting to take the bull by the horns, I feel, and starting to play this game. The fact that she was able to stay off the block here is also impressive. Her stock for me is increasingly rising. Keanu tries to go up to Vince and have some influence on his head of household and tried to throw out some pitches on what he would do if he was HOH and what his nominations would be. And again, you know, this is a time where Keanu has said something, and I kind of think it wasn't that bad of an idea. He said, I think you should nominate Mickey, Ashley, and Rachel, so then that way none of them can use the veto on each other. And although this is a very solid pitch, Vince knows that he's in the judges alliance, and if he puts all three of them up, oh man, they're just not gonna like me anymore. They're not gonna be my friend. At the beginning of the episode, you were agonizing. You were saying that you are just a number to them. You were at the bottom. You did their dirty work for them. Have some balls. You know what you are to this alliance. Like, you did what they wanted you to do. Now go out there, get some revenge, and start playing the game with people that you want to play the game with and people that you can ultimately beat at the end. This is a group that you are going to beat. You have Lauren in there. You have Keanu in there. I think there's a lot of people in there that are choosing you to go to the end with. And you go to the judges. You only really have Morgan in that group that is going to take you that far. And Vince has had two real passive and not great head of households. And he has had to make a decision to show where he lies. And both times he has done this, he has screwed over a person in Kelly who I think really wants to be his friend and really wants to be his ally and really wants to work with him. And he chooses people who don't really want to be his ally and don't really want to work with him. If you guys don't want to be spoiled, thank you guys so much for watching this recap episode. But we are going to be diving into who won the veto in 3, 2, 1. Now, this veto result puts a hindrance on Vince's HOH because his cowardness rings again. This head of household is going to be a bad one because I don't think Vince isn't going to be getting out any of his targets, especially after somebody who he thought was a consensus house target in Mickey ends up winning the power of veto. And that is the absolute worst case scenario for Vince because now Vince is forced to potentially make a big move and put Rachel on the block. And I don't think he's going to do it, which is just so crazy to me. You two have been going at it all season long. You know that there's still that awkward tension, and I don't know why you would not do it. Other than maybe you think the votes aren't going to be there, but I think the votes will be there. If it's between Rachel and Ava, I think it's a pretty clean sweep. Rachel goes home. If it's between Rachel and Kelly, I think it is kind of close, because I think Rachel, unlike Vince, has done a pretty good job this week of actively saying, hey, I kind of want Kelly to go home. There was even a chance with the work that Rachel has been doing that Kelly could have gone home over Mickey this week. That's how you play Big Brother, Vince. That's how you do it. So you just have to at least try and take this shot here, because what are you going to do instead? You're going to put up Ashley. And I think if you put up Ashley, I think the votes to keep Ashley are less than they are to keep Rachel. Mickey hates Rachel and is going to be a vote to keep Ashley. And Rachel is the bigger move and is the bigger fish to fry. And that's what you should be doing. Almost certainly. It's insane that you're not doing this or not even thinking about doing this. Or what, you're going to put up Catherine? And that's something that you should have done originally, man. Ashley is the worst case scenario. Rachel's probably the best for him because I think Rachel's still going to target him. And there is a good chance that Rachel could go home, especially if she's on the block next to Ava. But I also don't think Catherine's necessarily the worst case scenario for his game, especially if it's like between Catherine and Kelly. Because like I said in the beginning of the video, those are two people that he has done wrong, and I don't think either one of them are going to protect him going forward. And I think he's pretty much burned those bridges, and I don't think he wants either one of them in jury, especially because neither one of them are going to be a vote for him at the end if he gets there. And even though that is a pretty boring move, I do think that that could make some sense if he doesn't want to take the shot at Rachel. The one that doesn't make any sense is Ashley. It kind of has to be Catherine. And honestly, for Vince, he's got to kind of open his eyes and say, okay, well, neither one of those is necessarily bad for my game. And if I want to do play this scared game, I guess if I keep Rachel off the block, that does build some sort of loyalty, and I just got to kind of cross my fingers that that is what it is. But I think that other side of the house, like the Keanu Laurens of the world, they're going to be a little bit upset that you put Catherine up, and I think you will burn that side a little bit, and it'll be interesting to see if that judge's side wins ahead of household, what they do. I do think that you, at the very least, will probably be a third nominee to where they'll say, oh, you're just a pawn. We need a pawn this week. I mean, the numbers are dwindling. We need you to go up, and then you are going to be kicking yourself for not getting any of those people out. My guess is that it'll be Catherine or Ashley, and he does not take this big shot, even though he should have. And I think Rachel lives to see another week in the Big Brother house. Just a little programming note here for the channel. For next week, we are going to be talking about Survivor for the next 2 Mondays, I think, where we are going to be doing a Survivor 49 cast assessment, and we are going to be doing a Survivor Australia versus the World player rankings. We will still continue to have our Big Brother 27 player rankings come out every Friday. That is what is up on the channel, and I appreciate all your guys' support and your guys' views and subscribing. Please keep on subscribing. I'm really trying to grow this channel, and I really do appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for watching, and hope you guys have a great rest of your day.